Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
All right, we got our guy, Mike Clemens, 98Q sports reporter. He's there. He's with the Packers. He's in the locker room. He's in the concession stand. He's in the maintenance room. He's everywhere there at Lambeau Field. Mike, good morning. How you doing?
Hey, Joe. How you doing?
Hey, we're doing good. Let's talk Packers. This injury thing is starting to pile up a little bit for the Packers going into this game here, Mike. This Jaire Alexander thing on Wednesday doesn't sound real good, does it?
No, not when you got to cover CeeDee Lamb out there, you know, probably one of the best receivers in the NFL right now that's on the Cowboys side of the ball. No, this is like the second time this has happened. He got hurt in practice. He got hurt in Wednesday's practice. Early in the year, he ran into a back tight end and ended up missing a couple of games. I think that was with a shoulder injury, friendly fire, as they call it.
Yeah.
And I was at this practice. It was just kind of a light walkthrough. They've played 17 games. Their bodies are beat up. They're getting ready for the playoffs. Everyone pretty knows what they, so it's just a walkthrough. They did their warm-ups, and they're kind of just jogging through the plays to use this week in Dallas. And he steps on the foot of a teammate, you know, while running around, and turns his ankle. So he's not out there yesterday. And so now he's very much day-to-day before Sunday's game, 3:30 in Dallas against the Cowboys.
Yeah, and our wide receiving core, Dobbs and Watson, are a bit questionable. But I know we want good receivers out there, but, Jordan Love, he spreads the ball. Whoever's there, he'll just throw it to you and hit you in the numbers, right? I mean, I know we want Dobbs and Watson out there, but I don't think that's as crucial maybe as this Alexander thing.
Yeah, it's just that, in terms of receiver now, those are the, you know, Dobbs and Watson are your two. They're the guys from last year, so they got a little more experience.
Yeah.
But, this rookie class they've got is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
This Dontavian Wicks has come on in the second half of the season. And even comparisons to how good and crisp his route running is almost reminds you of a young Davante Adams. So they're excited about him. Bo Melton is a guy that had been on their practice squad. He's speedy. And so it's just been amazing how Jordan Love has been able to spread the ball around. And Tucker Kraft, the number two tight end, because Musgrave had that lacerated kidney. Now, he's been on the practice. He got one snap in or one catch against the Bears. But they've got a lot of depth. They're just such a young team in a big playoff game. And Mike McCarthy's got a roster in its prime. You know,
yeah.
Dak Prescott now. Got him to settle down and work from the pocket. The guys like Lamb, a tight end named Jake Ferguson, Brandon Cooks has been around in playoff games and around two or three different teams in the league. Micah Parsons is this outstanding linebacker for the Cowboys. He started out in high school as a running back. He's very speedy. They move him all over the field. And so that's something that Jordan Love's going to look. Every time he comes to the line, he's got to look for where number 11 is lined up this time before he figures out what he's going to do. Ball snapped.
Cowboys 8-0 at home. They've scored 40 points in four of those eight games. Their home opponents haven't been great, but they did beat Philly and the Lions at home. This is a team that is kind of designed to play in that stadium and that atmosphere, and they've steamrolled teams at home this year, Mike.
As a matter of fact, LaFleur said they're 16-0 at AT&T Stadium right now. That's how good they are at home right now. Although, I don't mind this young, speedy Packers team playing in a dome, because they've got so much speed like that. If Green Bay can stay with these guys, if the Cowboys jumped out to a 30-0 lead, I don't see the Packers able to make some sort of a cut. Well, that would be epic in the playoffs. But, if the Cowboys get a lead, because to me, this young Packers team is not very good at playing catch-up. The games that they've won, and decisively, or when they were up by 10 points or 14 points, because that lets Joe Barry put more pressure on teams, on their quarterbacks, and that type of thing, and helps with sort of the back and forth of the game. So if the Packers somehow get an early lead, that'd be amazing.
Yeah.
But if they can at least keep up with the Cowboys, and it all takes is one turnover.
Yeah.
That's a matter of fact how Aaron Rodgers beat him here at Lambeau Field last year in 2022 in November, where a guy named Jerron Reed, who's now back with the Seahawks, got a forced fumble. And instead of Dak Prescott having a chance to win the game, sent it into overtime, and the Packers won with a field goal. I believe it was a big play from Aaron Rodgers to Alan Lazard right down the middle, got him in the field goal range.
Yeah.
And that's how the Packers were able to really kind of embarrass Mike McCarthy in his homecoming at Lambeau Field.
Yeah. Like you said, two things have to happen. I think you got to be plus on the turnovers, even if it's just plus one. And that offensive line, if they can play anywhere near as good as they did at the end of the season, especially against the Vikings, and give Love a little time to throw so he's not making mistakes, that O-line has played well lately.
Yeah, and, you know, Green Bay, they've not faced this good of a quarterback, obviously, since Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, but they won that one at Lambeau Field.
Yeah, yeah. So we got a 3:30 kick on Sunday. Packers are, what, an 8-point underdog, but... This is fun that you've got McCarthy playing his old team, and then right after that you got Matthew Stafford going back to his old team. This is good stuff on Sunday.
I mean, anybody who wants to get into TV programming and ratings, just follow Roger Goodell's lead. Whatever you're doing, man, it's just amazing how he gets these kinds of matchups.
Yeah.
Kinds of storylines. Makes it easy to cover, that's for sure.
Yeah, and then pay him $15 to watch Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift on Saturday night on Peacock. Yeah. So Chiefs fans aren't happy about that at all.
Yeah.
That's where it's going, though. All right, so Packers will have it for you right here at the 1 o'clock pregame on Sunday. Weird to have Bill Belichick moving on. We all saw it coming here with them struggling, but, I mean, this is a Lombardi-type figure in the NFL, what he did with New England and Tom Brady. And do you think he will move on and still coach?
I think I know he's got at least a couple of offers waiting already. I think Arthur Blank and the Atlanta Falcons are definitely interested in him. But that's a rebuild situation.
Yeah.
Bill Belichick obviously wanted to try and prove I can win another Super Bowl without Tom Brady. Mm-hmm. That's been going on for 4 or 5 years or so. Drafted a quarterback named Mac Jones, who actually they had a winning season, I believe, his first year.
Yeah.
But I don't think the Patriots, the Robert Kraft and his sons, were pleased with the way Jones was handled with this year. And I got to tell you, I was in the room with Belichick when the Patriots came up here to Green Bay for a joint practice session last August, and we get to about early in the fourth quarter, and a rookie, a kid named Isaiah Bolden, a rookie defensive back for the Patriots, friendly fire. He goes helmet to helmet with a teammate on a play, goes down, and he's out completely.
Hmm.
So Belichick, they haul this kid off to the hospital that, is unresponsive. Everybody's thinking about that Bills player. And he comes to LaFleur and says, a couple of days of practices and 3.5 quarters here, I've seen enough of you, and they call New York and they call the game. They discontinued the game. He was also up by a couple of points. So I go to his press conference, and he eventually comes in. Someone left the TV on in the visitors' interview room, so then he had to wait for, I think his name is Zolak, a former Patriots quarterback, to go and reach up because he was tall enough to turn this damn TV off so that we could get the press conference going. And he looked tired,
mm-hmm.
Just like 40, 50 years of coaching.
Yeah.
The stress of these kinds of things, kids getting seriously injured like that, carted off the field.
Yeah.
He looked tired to me. And I made a note of that moment. And they went on to have they win 4 games this year.
Yeah.
The roster's a mess, and he probably should have hired a general manager to help him put together these rosters the last 4 years and just concentrating and being a head coach during the games and defensive coordinator.
Yeah.
So I think that's something he needs to think about. And I think that's what the teams, if they were going to consider hiring Bill Belichick, besides what his paycheck's going to be.
You kind of get
full control like that.
Yeah, you kind of get the feeling that Bill Belichick wanted to retire, but he didn't know what he was going to do. Like most people, when they retire from their jobs, well, now what am I going to do? If he would have just left his legacy after Brady left, can you imagine? I mean, he's at that Lombardi status, 6 Super Bowls in 18 years. Now that legacy is being tainted just a little bit.
He's got 6 NFL championship rings. I think he took the team to the Super Bowl 9 times.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's tied with George Halas from the Bears, Curly Lambeau from the Packers, with most NFL championships.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, obviously, Tom Brady, a big part of that, but now he just wants to go out, like you said, he wants to get somewhere and at least get there and show that, hey, I can still win without that Tom Brady guy, whatever. The Celtics looked tired last night after a knocked-out, drag-out game against the Timberwolves the night before. I told my son, I said, Bucks are going to whoop them. And they did. The Celtics just looked tired and uninterested in that game last night.
Well, I guess so, because I think it was the halftime score 75-38 or something.
Yeah,
like
I
that.
Saw that, yeah.
So they come out in the second half, and they bench all their starters, including Drew Holiday, the former Buck. They gave up. They waved the white flag. And on after the game, Drew Holiday told the reporters in Milwaukee, like, you know, I guess I understand the decision. I mean, you know, we were kind of gassed from the night before. But imagine the ticket holder. It's like, oh, wow. Uh-huh. You know, I got a ticket to this Bucks versus Celtics game, the two teams at the top of the Eastern Conference. You know, this is going to be a great game. Well, no, not so much.
Yeah.
Not so much. So it ended up being kind of a joke of a game, but at least the Bucks got a win. And for the Bucks, it was important for them because they lost four of their last five. So, they'd like to think of it that they got themselves out of a slump last night. So they're going to play Golden State tomorrow night. I think the tip-off time for that one is 7 o'clock at Fiserv Forum.
Yeah, a new era of basketball, new era of stars in the NBA. There's no doubt about it. All right, we'll talk to you next week. We'll talk a little Badgers Marquette next week, but we'll let you go and go to Dallas. You're flying, I'm assuming, down.
I am. My flight is scheduled for noon.
Oh boy,
out of Milwaukee.
Oh boy. So good luck.
The biggest trick is for how I'm going to get from Green Bay to Milwaukee. But I checked with Brittany Merlo, you know, our company meteorologist, and she said if I leave tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. I should get to the airport okay.
All right. Good luck at AT&T Stadium, Mike. We appreciate you. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Joe.
You betcha. Mike Clements, he's our 98Q sports reporter. He's on his way to Dallas, AT&T Stadium, and he'll talk with us again next Friday about a Packer playoff victory.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Republican challengers to former President Donald Trump have to deal with polling deficits, and ahead of Monday's Iowa caucuses, they also have to deal with extreme weather.
Monday is going to be very, very cold, and even though people here are used to cold weather, it's going to be maybe a record for an Iowa caucus.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis speaking yesterday, and a super PAC supporting him has canceled two planned events for today because of the weather. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley has canceled three events today. There are severe weather warnings for all 50 states, and more than 1,000 flights have been canceled. The FAA says it's going to increase its oversight of Boeing and audit production of the 737 MAX 9 after last week's incident when a door plug blew off an Alaska Airlines jet. The U.S. struck more than 60 targets across 16 places in Yemen, retaliating for Houthi attacks on commercial shipping in the Red Sea. This is ABC News. In Buffalo, New York, an update expected today in federal court in the mass shooting at a supermarket in 2022. Families of the victims have been waiting to hear whether federal prosecutors will seek the death penalty against the white supremacist shooter. 10 people were killed. A popular musician is stepping up in the fight against fentanyl with impassioned remarks Thursday on Capitol Hill.
Known for his stage name Jelly Roll, rapper Jason DeFord told a Senate committee on Thursday that he deeply regrets his past involvement with drugs. He said he has lost his own loved ones due to fentanyl overdoses and said the nation is in crisis.
I hurt people. I was the uneducated man in the kitchen playing chemist with drugs I knew absolutely nothing about, just like these drug dealers are doing right now when they're mixing every drug on the market with fentanyl, and they're killing the people we love.
Ann Flaherty, ABC News, Washington.
DeFord is pushing for the passage of a bipartisan anti-fentanyl bill that is currently stuck in Congress. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Another snowstorm is hitting Wisconsin with worsening conditions throughout the afternoon and nighttime. Snowfall will be heavy at times and winds could gust over 50 miles an hour, leading to blizzard conditions. The Wisconsin legislature could work a lot differently after this year's elections with new redrawn districts. Whichever party wins the majority, Democrats say the new landscape bodes well for popular ideas.
I would point to Medicaid expansion, gun safety legislation, legalizing recreational marijuana that have overwhelming public support and really are receiving no attention in the state legislature because of the gerrymandered maps.
Assembly Democratic Minority Leader Greta Neubauer speaking with Wisconsin Eye. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Well, what you need to know closer to home is that we've been talking about that we're going to chat with Shane Kronberger, and we've got Cody Kronberger in here too, and Matt Griso, and we'll talk a little bit about the local music scene. And Shane, we'll say good morning to you first of all. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Thanks for coming in. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
Always like to update people on what's going on in the local music scene, and got some big news on where people can find your music. We'll talk about that in a second. Talk a little bit about the local music scene first of all. I've seen some quite a few we kind of had a dip there over COVID a little bit where we lost a few bands and stuff, but it seems like we're getting a pickup now of some local artists playing at area establishments. So it seems like it's kind of on the upkick, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And you play around the area quite a bit and regionally a little bit too, right? This past summer you were busy, right?
Oh, yeah. Last summer I played probably the most shows I've played in 1 year. Yeah, it's kind of insane, really. I played, like, over 20 shows, which usually I play around, like, I don't know, six.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so it's definitely, it was definitely a change for this year, for sure.
Yeah, and the way you do your music has kind of transformed a little bit, I guess. You still play with Iron Mule.
Yep.
But you do a lot of solo stuff, and you've got Cody here kind of producing your stuff. Is that right?
Yep. He put all the effects and everything on it. So,
yeah.
Made me sound good.
Yeah. Talk about that production side, Cody. Is Cody Kronberger, is that something you enjoy doing?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Shane did most of the work. Honestly, I just, you know, put the finishing touches on everything. But, yeah, it was super fun. I'm honored that Shane let me do that.
So what's involved with that? What's involved with fine-tuning it and producing it? What's your end goal? What are you looking to do, I guess, when he records it and you just kind of dig in and make it sound even more fabulous, right?
Yeah, yeah, pretty much. Just, you know, compressing everything and making sure everything sounds good for, you know, Spotify and wherever Shane's music ends up is mainly the goal.
Yeah, yeah. And Matt, you do a little writing for him too, right? Is that right? You're a theater guy, and you do a little writing. Is that right?
I dabble a bit in the writing arts. Basically, I'm a poet, and I know it. and my feet are Longfellow's. I write some poems with kind of a tune in mind, and I send it over to Shane, and he makes my poems into something, like you said, even more fabulous.
And, yeah, and you're currently at UW River Falls in theater. Is that, got that right, or is that the right area for you?
Speech therapy.
Close
enough. No.
But you still dabble in theater and stuff like that?
A little bit, yeah. I haven't had time recently, just with the master's program. It's been a lot. Recently in Eau Claire, though, I was in Footloose for a bit.
That oh, really?
Musical, yeah. Right. I had to learn how to dance.
He was also in Rock of Ages, and that was really awesome. I got to see that, and it was
nice.
All, like, songs that I knew from, like, the 80s and stuff, so.
Nice. Yeah. So how fun is that for you to get an email from Matt with some lyrics? Because it's always fun to have somebody kind of contributing. You as an artist, Shane, I'm sure sometimes you bang your head against the wall and just like, I don't know if this is good, or you've been doing it for a while. You're still a young man, but doing it for a long time. It must be fun to get something from Matt and kind of say, oh, man.
Well, definitely, I feel like in the last few years I've gotten quite a writer's block when it comes to lyrics, but then Matt comes up with masterpieces, and it's definitely fun to put music to, because it's not really hard to put music to his lyrics, because when I read them, it's almost like I can hear a tune, so it really does work out.
Yeah. So talk about, you recently expanded, many people listening are familiar with Spotify and Amazon Music and Apple and such like that. It's kind of where people are going to when they want to listen to a genre of music that they really enjoy or an artist. And you're on there now. So talk about what it took to get on there, first of all. How hard is that for an artist to get on there?
Well, I went through a distributor online that Cody actually found for me. And once he told me, like, how much it costs to put out an album through the distributor, I was like, you know, for the last 8 years, I've wanted my music on Spotify. So I was like, I got to get on this, you know, but I didn't really want to release what I had on Bandcamp. I wanted to be sounding a little more professional, and that's kind of where Cody came in with the mastering and the producing and stuff. So
yeah, so basically anywhere people find their music, they're going to kind of find.
Yeah,
they
basically
can search for Shane Kronberger probably.
Yeah, search for my name, Memories for the Road, that's the album name, and it also is on Pandora, which is really cool. I don't know which stations they play on, but yeah, it's out there somewhere.
Yeah. So if you're familiar with that, search for Shane in there because, the goal is get a lot of people going in there and listening to it, and you might make a buck or two someday, right?
Maybe.
Someday.
Maybe.
It takes a lot, but that's kind of the starting point for that. Sure. So talk about your new, we still call them albums, don't we? Do we still call them albums?
Yeah.
Not sure why. But there's not physically albums anymore, but talk about your compilation and your album that you put together and kind of what you were looking to do with that, what the sound you were looking for was.
Yeah, so basically, the album is Memories for the Road, and it's got songs that Matt wrote, and it's got songs that I wrote as well. And they were all written, like, back when I was in high school and stuff, but I kind of wanted to, like I said, I wanted them to sound a little better. And the sound I was kind of going for was, like, in between vintage sound and modern sound, like, kind of like a happy medium there, like a rock and a little bit of pop in it and stuff, so.
All right. Yeah. So talk about this song. This is the title song, Memories for the Road? Is that what I got in here? So talk about this song. Where did this come from?
I wrote this while I was in New York, actually, and I just wrote a song about, like, going through life, that's basically, and just making memories in life. That's basically what the song is about, you know, and, yeah, and one of the first songs that my lyrics actually rhymed in, so.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Matt, did Matt have something to do with that?
Well, yeah.
Yeah. All right, so let's listen in. People can hear this on Spotify and Amazon, but they can hear it right here on 98Q, so we'll come back on the other side. And here he is, Shane Kronberger, now available on Spotify and others, Memories for the Road.
I remember when we were 9 years old. Things were good before, that's what we were told. In 9 more years, you're on your own. You may be happy, or maybe just alone. People will try to put you down. Just make some memories for the road so you can live life happily. You learn from your mistakes and just move on in life. Maybe
Hamburger Memories for the Road. Yes.
I love it.
This is going to be pretty exciting for you, Shane.
Yeah.
To get on this venue and have people just search for your name, and there you are.
Yeah, it is. I remember looking that morning when it was live and looking on all the platforms, and I was shocked. I didn't know what to feel. I was like, whoa, you know?
Yeah. So how many cuts are on the new album? How many tracks are there?
Six, thanks. Six.
Six that they can listen to again on Spotify. It's been so much fun to listen to your career progress. I listened to you as a very young kid at St. Anthony's playing and then singing, and it's been so cool to hear how your voice and just how your overall performance has matured so much. And Cody, I'm sure you can probably say the same thing too. I mean, and Matt too. I mean, it's just so fun to watch him mature. He's getting so good, man. This is awesome.
Yeah, it is. Every album gets better, and it's so fun listening to him.
Yeah. So check it out. Memory. I forgot the name of Memories. What was it again?
Memories for the Road.
Memories for the Road. There goes my memory. Memories for the Road. Shane Kronberger, local Park Falls guy here. Check him out on Spotify, Apple, YouTube, video, or wherever you get your music.
Yeah.
And you can find it on there.
Yeah.
All right. Well, gentlemen, thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.
It's been fun talking to you. So look for Shane at various venues and festivals coming up this summer, I'm sure.
I got a few booked this summer. Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah. All right, gentlemen, thank you.
Thank
Shane
you.
Kronberger, Cody Kronberger, Matt Griesel joining us here at 98Q at 928.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Don't miss out on limited-time appliance deals during the closeout event at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save an extra $100 when you spend $999 or more on all major appliances. Hurry, these deals are too good to last long. Shop in-store or online today, because Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid 1-4 through 1-24. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for details.
Patchouli Garden in Park Falls boasts an unreal variety of over 300 homemade bath and body products made in-house, including their new Patchouli Garden exclusive perfume. They also carry CBD, essential oils, and supplements, as well as Park Falls souvenirs, greeting cards, and more. Shop right in the store, as unique as its name, or shop online anytime at patchouligarden.org.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac Home Standby Generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac Home Standby Generator.
You can contact Chris at 715-302-5144 or visit him at ChristopherElectricLLC.com.
Hi, Andrea here from Westwood Golf Course and Sand Trap Bar and Grill in Phillips. The golf course is closed for the season, but the bar and grill will be open all winter. Come see us Thursday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Chef Derek starts Thursdays with a great special, followed by Friday fish fry and prime rib on Saturday. We have a full menu of delicious salads, wraps, sandwiches, dinners, and more. Have you tried our homemade pizza? Golf Course Road is just 2 miles west of Phillips on County Road F. See you soon.
Discover the charm at Fraser's Mercantile in Catawba, Wisconsin, where history echoes through creaky antique hardwood floors and rugged steel ceilings. Stroll aisles filled with discounted groceries, a curated spirit collection, vintage penny candies, and top-notch outdoor workwear. In January, snag the Great Lakes Brewery Gimme 5 15-drink variety pack for only $8.99 while supplies last. Indulge in sweetness with 14-ounce Pixie Turtle candies, now on special for $3.99. Embrace timeless treasures and unbeatable deals at Fraser's Mercantile.
We are keeping an eye on a winter storm system that's going to bring snow and strong wind and blowing snow here today, tonight, and well into Saturday. Snowfall amounts could be pushing the 4 to 8 inch range with 35 plus mile per hour wind gusts, creating blowing snow through much of Saturday. Stay tuned for updates. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 11.
If you like it now,
hot new country.
If you liked it then,
I like hearing songs that I know.
You'll love us.
98Q Country.
Well, look who it is. Last call, thought I'd get. How's your mama? How you been? Girl, it's been too long. Saw your sister at the Circle K. Her baby number two is on the way. Hadn't seen her since her wedding day with you on my arm. It's good to hear from you again. Girl, what a coincidence. I was just thinking about that weekend out on Cumberland Lake. And that one time in Baton Rouge when we made out in the rain. Where we were chasing falling stars on a hill at your daddy's farm. Don't be sorry for calling me up right out of the blue. I was just thinking about.
We just trying to catch a good time, even if it takes all night. Pass that bottle around the campfire, sipping apple pie moonshine. Yeah, we picking on them guitars just right. Everybody singing Dixieland delight. Like a potter on a wet line. We just trying to catch a good time. 80 degrees and the sun ain't even out. We got a spot a couple miles out of town. And when that moon comes up, you know it's going down. We got them folding chairs leaning way back. No other plans other than to relax. We ain't worried about tomorrow from where we at. We just trying to catch a good time. Even if it takes all night, pass that bottle around the campfire, sipping apple pie moonshine. Way down here we all got that southern draw. Take our time when we talk, hey y'all.
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
She's still cranking them out. It's called Out of That Trunk at 98 Q Country. If you missed some of the interview we had with Shane and Cody and Matt, we'll have that archive for you in the 10 o'clock hour this morning. Also, if you missed our chat with Mike Clemens, some good Packer info, that's on our Facebook page already, 98Q Country Facebook page, or you can go to 98QCountry.com under archives, listen back, get a good preview of what's going on with the Packers. We're hoping that Mr. Clemens can get out of town with a lot of airports starting to shut down with the blizzard and the storm and stuff. What we're going to see here is we're going to see, we have a winter storm warning in effect right now until like noon tomorrow. Usually they issue these winter storm warnings an hour or two before the actual heavy snow comes, but it'll start snowing here pretty soon. And the wind picking up, and by early mid-afternoon, conditions are going to deteriorate really fast. We're going to get 4 to 8, 5 to 9 inches right here. Blizzard warnings up in the Ashland County area. So I would just suggest to you, unless it's somewhere you have to be life-demanding, you just postpone it. I don't think you'll be happy with the way the roads are going to be tonight, and especially the early half of tomorrow, although the wind is going to continue to blow all weekend long. So the roads are going to be snow-covered pretty much through the weekend. So adjust your schedule accordingly.
For a delicious meal anytime, whether you feel like breakfast, lunch, or dinner, stop into the Park Falls Simon Restaurant, Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin, with a menu filled with too many delicious choices to mention, including Mexican dishes like chimichangas, burritos, quesadillas, fajitas, and tacos. Or stop in, sit at table 19, and try my favorite, the Triple BLT. Now serving raspberry and peach iced teas, plus iced coffees in caramel, mocha, and vanilla flavors. The Park Falls Simon Restaurant has something on the menu to satisfy any appetite. Open 7 a.m. every day of the week, honoring veterans with a 10% discount. Stop by the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce, now in our new office location in the Park Falls Professional Building, located at 154 4th Avenue North in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Tons of savings are available in our fall coupon books on sale now for $20 at the Chamber office and select members. Now is the time to showcase your business in our 2024 Price County Guide with 25,000 books distributed to all our resorts, motels, restaurants, and displayed at Wisconsin area sports shows. And if you are new to the area, contact the Chamber today at 715-762-2703 and let us welcome you and introduce you to all the services the Chamber offers to help your business thrive in northern Wisconsin. Become a Chamber member today.
Park Manor River's Edge is 100% employee-owned, a 92-bed skilled nursing facility that provides excellent care and rehabilitation to those requiring a short-term rehab stay or long-term care. Their new leadership team would like to invite you to check out some open positions that include sign-on bonus opportunities, competitive wages, and great benefit packages. Start your career path today with a company that also offers on-site nurse aid training and career ladder opportunities. See them at parkmanorwi.com or stop by at 250 Lawrence Avenue in Park Falls. Park Manor, River's Edge. One company, one team.
It's Medicare open enrollment time again. You're likely receiving mailers and seeing countless TV commercials that make you feel like you or a loved one are missing out on benefits you're entitled to. Before you respond to the mailer or call the number on the TV screen, turn to the experts at Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol. Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol has the information to help individuals prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. SMP can empower you by connecting you with state or local agencies that provide honest, unbiased answers to your Medicare plan and prescription drug coverage questions. Don't be tricked into an Advantage plan you don't need or one that doesn't cover your current medication. For direction, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook and online at smpwi.org. That's smpwi.org.
I love yard sales. Everywhere you look, a jackpot. Marge, check out this wild abstract painting. I don't know the artist, but odds are this is worth big bucks.
Frank, that's ketchup on a paper plate from somebody's lunch.
Well, bingo! These are obviously priceless ancient coins. This could be our winning ticket.
Frank, that's a bottle cap collection.
Oh yeah, Miss Smarty Pants? Well, I just spotted our ace in the hole. Look at this. An authentic miniature sword.
No, Frank. That's full size.
It's a butter knife.
Problem gambling's a lot like that. You see what you want to see as you chase that next big win, that unbeatable hand, that lucky bet. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, we can help. Call 1-800-GAMBLE-5, text 850-888-HOPE, or visit wi-problemgamblers.org. Gamble responsibly, and everyone's a winner. A message from the Wisconsin Lottery.
Let's go!
Can I cut in? I'm a big football fan. Want to get back to the game?
98Q Country.
I can tell by the way that you're stirring the drink. Oh, we're already playing with fire. Say that you had to go about an hour ago. Baby, you're such a beautiful liar.
Shay there, save me the trouble at 98Q. Ice fishing, oh my, oh my. Bader Sports Center is a place to go. All the stuff to keep you warm, the Stormy Cromer stuff for you, looking good, feeling warm, and all the bait. Bader Sports Center, they're right there. They're the chain of lakes and Phillips are right there. You can see the lake from right, walk out the door, and there it is. Right next to Pick and Save on Highway 13 and Phillips. Bader Sports Center, a featured business of the month. Get on in there. Good local business. It's been around for, I think Craig said a fourth generation now. They've been around since like the late 1800s. They know what they're doing at Bader Sports Center in Phillips. Support the annual wrestling breakfast. We should be able to push all this snow aside, hopefully by Sunday morning, and get on out to Goble South Fork for the Phillips Logger Wrestling Breakfast. $10 a plate, 5 and under free, and all kinds of fun stuff and raffles going on there. Goble South Fork in Lugerville. Enjoy your NFL weekend, Packers, 3:30 on Sunday. We'll have it for you here. Some good stuff going on with the playoffs. Hopefully the Packers can keep this a game. Dallas has just steamrolled people at home. They've been really, really good at home. So hopefully the Packers can play well, not turn the ball over, and have a good game on Sunday. We'll have Bucks for you. They will be in action tomorrow at 7 o'clock. And again, on they're playing Sunday night, but we won't have that game on due to the Packers. So the Bucks game will only the Saturday one at 7 as they play host to Golden State. Have a terrific weekend. Get those Packer picks to us if you haven't already. WCQM at civicmedia.us is the email. Or you can call Brianna here up until 5 today at 715-762-3221. And we got almost $100 in gift certificates from Northwood Supper Club, Village Pit Stop, and Cabela's. Winner take all deal. So get us that prediction. It's absolutely free. Hope you have a good weekend. Be careful out there on those roadways. It's going to be a rough weekend to get around. Titletown Report is coming up. John St. John, Greg Gunderson. High school sports were scheduled to have Prentice at Phillips. Girls and boys starting at 5:30 today from Logger Camp.
Discover the magic of personalized creations at MSC Creations. From custom clothing to picture slates, mugs, coasters, and ornaments, we turn your ideas into reality. Located inside Decor to Adore at 338 Division Street, Park Falls, Wisconsin. MSC Creations, where family meets creativity. Follow us on Facebook for a glimpse into our artistic world.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper Ludicrous.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin. As you get ready to head on out ice fishing or just enjoy a walk here in our beautiful North Woods, go on over to Bader's Sports Center in Phillips for your live bait, your supplies, and your Stormy Cromer apparel for the whole family, including your pets, too. They have gift certificates available for gift-giving ideas. Bader's Sports Center, your destination for all of your archery, hunting, and cold weather gear products. Bader's Sports Center, 262 South Lake Avenue in Phillips, right next to Pick and Save. And also, see them on Facebook, too.
Join us at Jack's Corner Bar on Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin for an unforgettable January birthday bash. Come celebrate Vanessa and Brittany's special day with a complimentary specialty drink personally chosen by the birthday girls for all January birthdays. The festivities kick off at 8 p.m. on January 12th, featuring the amazing live music of the Old Pine Road Band. Don't miss this chance to make memories and revel in the joyous atmosphere. Let's make Friday, January 12th, a night to remember at Jack's Corner Bar on Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
Skincare is self-care, and with daily beauty steals of 50% off during Ulta Beauty's Love Your Skin event, I can find everything I need to make loving my skin a daily practice from brands like Osea, Lancome, and Tula. And I can shop weekly skin and wellness deals of 30% off more must-have brands. Plus, see what's new from brands like Bubble and in select stores, Sol de Janeiro and Ulla Henriksen. Hurry, event ends January 20th. Shop in-store, online, or try pickup today. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful. Conditions apply.
honey. How was your trip to Menards?
Awesome. The Menards bag sale is back.
Oh, what's the bag sale?
You grab a bag in store and save 15% on everything you can fit in the bag. I got a new cordless drill, LED bulbs to help with the electric bill, stocked up on toothpaste, always need batteries, and paint for the mudroom. Plus, all my favorite snacks. Where are you going?
Menards. We're out of cleaning supplies.
Hurry in. Grab a bag in store now through January 14th. Get 15% off everything you can fit in the bag. See store for complete details.
And paid for by America First Tax Group. Attention. If you or your business is behind in filing your tax returns, or if you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, please listen carefully. The IRS does not joke around and will not stop their collection efforts. If you're tired of the IRS letters, levies, liens, or wage garnishments and would like to get a fresh start, we can help. Due to the financial hardships in the country, the IRS is making it easier than ever to settle tax problems for those who owe more than $10,000. We can help settle your delinquent tax problems, end all collections, and may even reduce your back taxes significantly. Even if you can't afford to pay your back taxes, you can still get the help you need. We've helped thousands of taxpayers just like you, but you must call 800-214-3995 today to stop your tax problem from getting worse. The information is free and the help is real. Call 800-214-3995. That's 800-214-3995. Again, 800-214-3995.
Today's Title Town Report is brought to you by Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls.
From historic Title Town to our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street, serves up a Super Bowl of delicious daily specials, including deep-fried chicken every day of the week. Enjoy burger and fries Thursday, Friday fish fry with salad bar, dialect board to pork and dumplings. Saturday night, get set for a tasty prime rib with salad bar at Jack's Corner Bar, located in our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
From Wisconsin Radio Network Sports, this is the Title Town Report. Now, with the latest from Lambeau, here's Bill Scott.
The Packers are wrapping up their practice week today. They'll take on the Cowboys in the wild card playoffs on Sunday. Packers 7.5-point underdogs, and safety Anthony Johnson says he's okay with that.
I love the underdog. I mean, I've been an underdog all my life, so I'm pretty sure most of everybody on the team probably feel like they're an underdog. So I love that story. It's a better outcome at the end.
Three players didn't practice yesterday, including defensive back Jair Alexander. He suffered an ankle injury during a walkthrough on Wednesday.
It doesn't happen very regularly, and it's just one of it was a freaky deal. And I mean, he was locked in, focused, doing everything we asked him to do, and just unfortunately just stepped on somebody's foot and it happened.
That's Matt LaFleur. I'll have more after this.
We all make choices. When it comes to alcohol, kids make choices whether to drink or not.
Bye, Dad.
Bye-bye.
Remember, I'm going to Alex's party tonight and sleeping over.
Hey, have a seat for a second. Remind me about that party again.
And adults make choices whether to talk about it. That's true of parents and every other trusted adult in a kid's life. Kids want to know our expectations when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. They want guidance and honest answers to their questions. And it makes a difference when the message is consistent and part of everyday conversations. So talk with your kids and help lead them on a positive path. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
The Cowboys defense enters Sunday's game with 17 interceptions, including 9 from Dallas defensive back Deron Bland. 5 of the 9 were returned for touchdowns. Jordan Love has thrown just 1 pick in his last 8 games, and Coach Matt LaFleur said he doesn't want Love thinking about Bland and the Cowboys secondary. He said Love just has to trust his training.
What he's been doing this whole time, and everybody's got to make sure that you're on the same page, that the route depths are at the correct depth, that the quarterback's timing's right, and then there's this thing called the pass rush that they have that's pretty real, that if you hesitate, sometimes bad things can happen there as well.
Packers and Cowboys on Sunday. I'll have reaction from Titletown on Monday.